there's
that.
So
your shoulders look extra broad.
No, it's just the shirt.
You've been working out, bro?
Wait,
you're on mute, and you're the moderator, yeah, so shame on you.
just like the real debates. wait, just like let's. I just want to test the audio. So like, Anna, just like talk like you would normally talk. Like, say a sentence.
What's up, y'all?
And then.
Don't be shy, Anna.
And then talk, Jade. Talk, Jade, like you normally talk.
Test
Yeah.
Do your vocal exercises.
Okay, let me see if this.
Thinking about it in my mind, I'm like, oh, I need that. That's cool.
Yeah. It's like another thing too, where like, again, a lot of the things we're saying, I think, can be formatted in a way where it's like, you know, where it's something like skills and habits that and tools that you learn just as valuable as math, right? How is this not any more valuable or any less valuable than learning how to, because you can always use a calculator nowadays, but you can't learn how to like adjust your emotions by
like processing your emotions is the big one.
Yeah.
That's something that I've learned, was like, oh, I'm not processing. Like, I'm just getting stuck in my emotions, and I'm not processing my emotions.
Dude, that's a lot of people.
Huge. Huh?
That's a lot of people. That's where, like, why, like, alcohol, cigarettes, and, like, marijuana is just, like, a great, like, all these things are, like, don't get me wrong, they're, like, definitely can be used as positive things, but most of the times the habits that people make are usually because they get so stuck in their emotions, and that's their way of their outlet, you know?
Like, you don't
want to
feel anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's, like, definitely, like, a habit I always had, like, where I'm like, oh, yeah, like, as stressed as I am, at least this weekend I'll get fucked up. And then, like, the cycle, that's not a good cycle of progression, where if you're just, like, constant stress and then fucked up and then constant stress and fucked up. And like, that's not how I feel, like, that's not a positive way to deal with life. And that's, if anything, that's what we're taught.
Yeah, it's not, like, you're not letting yourself heal.
Yeah.
The stress.
That's why fame is dangerous, right? Because you're just like constantly, like, you're on these constant highs and low lows, because you're just like trying to, I don't know, basketball players talk about it a lot, like, where they can never, when they retire, they can never, there's nothing that can replicate the feelings of like the endorphins they get and the dopamine rushes they get from playing amongst 30,000 people. That's why a lot of them, after like become like, you know, severely depressed or drug addicts or alcoholics, or they blow their money, you know, because like, yeah. if that's a huge gap, and that's like losing the love of your, that's literally like losing the love of your life. Like, that's why I thought Kobe was like, I was like, man, it's so sad that he died, because he was setting a great example of like, he stopped playing basketball and found another passion to invest his, like, those same, like, because what they do their whole lives is they work really hard towards something and they develop a habit, and then there's like an outcome. And that's what Kobe started doing after, like, whether it be coaching his daughter or having creative outlets, like winning an Academy Award. But I feel like there's parallels on a smaller level for us, like, as people where we're just like, yeah, that's why people always like talk about their high school years as like their glory days sometimes. They're like, oh, it's never gonna be that. I was like, yeah, dude, you can have that great time now.
It's just different.
It is.
Like every season is different. So
yeah, different chapters in a book, but they're not any better or not any worse. Like, it's just different chapters.
Like, it's bad. Like, both are good. Like, what you went through was good, and what you're going through now is good.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. No, it's like a cycle, man. It's just that it's a good cycle. It's good to explore that cycle of. I don't know. I do know that I think that I used to think that a lot of life was always going to be like, once you get to this point, it's all better, right? I think we're all taught that. Like, yeah, once you get into college, like, get into college, or once you like finish your this and you get into this, and once you get a job, you're this, and like, you're, as soon as you know, you're like 33 and wondering like what you did with your life.
Yeah.
But if someone's older, they're probably like, shut the fuck up. Like, if I were to hear this like from 10 years from now, I'd probably be like, shut the fuck up.
Every moment, it's important.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's important to be grateful for your experiences and learn from them. And as long as you learn from them and nothing happened in vain, like, I don't know. It's okay.
Yeah. Would you say nothing happened in what?
In vain.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't all that for nothing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, everybody went through a lot of pain, and if you don't learn from that pain or how to deal with that pain or how to grow from that pain,
then it was in vain. That rhymes.
Yeah, it was a first, like, missed opportunity, or you have yet to reach that place yet.
Yeah, 100%. That's I think that's, like, why I do like listening to podcasts and, like, watching those things, because you're just, like, you realize, like, these people that have gone these parallel things that are a little farther in life or whatever career the path they are, they look back at, I mean, any good story is not because of everything went well. It's because, like, you were like, oh man, this person went through a lot and they overcame these setbacks. That's what a relatable story is.
Struggle, like, every good story has a struggle. And, like, I think that's a huge thing with life and, like, parenting. And a lot of parents, like, want their kids to have no struggles, but then that will yield a different kind of person that lacks empathy or, like, perspective for different people because they have no experience to relate to with other people who are struggling. Like, it's...
Dude. Wait. Sorry. No, because, like, that's, like, wait, you watch The Boys or no? You did? You all?
You know, with Dave. But we're, like, on episode 6?
But, like, the whole idea of, like, the guy that's supposed to be Superman, like, he grew up in this, like, sheltered place, and he became, like, a psychopath.
Oh, yeah. No, that is a huge analogy for, like, all the fucking assholes in the world.
Yeah.
And, like, how they grew up, and what is expected of them, and, like, how, like, just psychotic, self-absorbed assholes.
Yeah.
And they're like that for a reason. Like, they're not, they didn't just, like, become like that.
Yeah. They were, like, yeah, they were nurtured to be that way.
He, like, was expected to be this superhero guy. And then now he's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's so gross.
Yeah, I know. It's scary because, like, you're like, man, you can definitely see, like, that this is a lot of probably politicians out there, you know?
Like,
yeah.
The scene, are you caught up already?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're ahead of me. But the scene where he is having sex with the doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, that shit.
So creepy. And,
yeah. Oh, my God. It's so fucking weird. It's so weird. Also, that actor is so good because I hate him. Like, he makes me uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah. No, right? Like, even as good looking as he is, like, he just, like, you look at him and you're just, like, you feel like you feel like something bad's about to happen.
And he has, like, these really small facial expressions that he changes, and it's like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
You did a lot there, and, it's very off-putting, but that's also the point, so it's like, okay, good job.
Yeah. No, but yeah, no, going back, what were we talking about? Like, that, why we brought that up? Why did I bring that up? Oh.
Parent struggling.
Yeah, why struggling is important, not just sheltering your kid from everything and, like, having them experience just, like, the realities of both the good and the bad.
Like, part of, you know, life is a struggle. Like, every organism on the planet struggles to survive. That is an essential part of living. And then it's, like, learning how to deal with your struggle is the huge important thing that we need to learn how to do as a society. Is, like, it's like nobody wants to struggle, but it's like we should just all accept that everybody's going to struggle, and then we have to learn how to struggle so that we can get past the struggle. And then you grow from that, and then life is so much better when you get past all of those bad feelings. Like, it's, you know, you think you're stuck in this really dark place, but then if you're able to persevere through that, whatever you're going through, is like it feels so liberating. And it feels very freeing, and, like, you know, it opens up so many different things that you would have never thought about.
Yeah, you evolved, yo. That's as evolution. I feel like that.
I feel really different.
Yeah.
In a good.
Yeah. I completely relate to that idea a lot, just because, like, that's actually what I was talking to my dad about, because we were talking about how. I was trying to explain to him, I was like, you should think, like, I was like telling my dad, I was like, you think very, you're quick to think negatively about things. And he's just like where he's like kind of has this fear of like abandonment of like that I will like 10 years from now, like abandon him. He's just like, I'm like, why do you say that? Like, what have I done to prove that I will ever do that to you kind of thing? And he's like, but it's possible. And to say that it's not possible, I'm like, yeah, anything's possible. But what have I done to show that like that will happen? And he's like, I'm just preparing myself for, like, if it does happen. And I explained to him that, do you think LeBron James thinks that he's going to lose when he plays a game? And my dad's point was that, but yeah, but when he does lose, then it hurts a lot. And then the step that I took it further was that, yes, but he's had enough losses to where he's developed the mindset that he can deal with the loss and experience the pain, acknowledge it, and then grow from it. And
yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Where, like, it's not, because I was pointing out that, like, I'm not delusional. I don't think that everything great is going to happen. My goal isn't for everything, but it's to focus all my energy that I can on making sure that putting the probability on my side for good things to happen. And when the bad things do happen, to realize, like, that, like, I have enough, I've developed enough, like, have enough experience and will grow from experiences to have enough, like, of the character to handle those failures or handle those things.
Yeah.
Cause that's why I look back at, like, I always used, this is what how I sold my, and I had a repeat a year of medical school, because that's like a huge red flag when you apply for residency. And I would explain, like, that it was a fellowship for me where I learned how to deal with setbacks and overcome, like, my internal mental barriers. And I would say, like, I was like a stronger candidate because of that, because I had another year of, like, being able to deal with self-doubt. And that's why I think I can sometimes come off that way. Like, it's also a bad habit where, like, my internal dialogue is always just like, stand for what you have, like, trauma. But I think, like, I have to, like you said too, where it's just like, it's not just thing of like all or nothing, and I have to kind of pick and tone it down at times, especially.
Yeah, read the situation, like, if you have the moment to, or if you have, like, the space in mind to, like, it's not like you can do it every single time. Sometimes you just can't, and that's a different situation. But if you're in a place where you can, okay, you can, like, try this out.
Yeah, I think it's good practice. Again, I think, like, where it's just, like, you point, like, I relate a lot of things just to the gym, just because I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like a yoga form or whatever. Like, you're just like, if no one told me I was doing, like, just doing this extra moment with the downward dog of, like, if you just open your hand a little more, like, oh, this is what it should feel like, or this is how you can do it. Yes, it's hard at first to adapt, but then do it multiple times and you keep on refining. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely processing it. I'm not trying to be, like, overly robotic about it, you know?
Well, I have to pee really bad.
Yeah, and I'm gonna, we were, this is a extended conversation and definitely for the best, so thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you too.
All right.
We could talk. I hope that, when's your next therapy session?
Next month. How often do you do yours?
Once a month?
How often do you do yours?
I first started going, I went once a week.
Oh, really?
Well, that was part of the thing that I wanted. Like, I knew that I needed consistency on a regular basis, so I went once a week, and then now it's maybe like once every 2 months.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But it's, I mean, it's also, I don't know, maybe you can do that whenever you get insurance.
Yeah, like, I'll probably do more frequently when I get insurance. Maybe I'll do this one sooner then, and then, because I was just like thinking about, like, oh, maybe I need to practice some of these things first, and then, like, do my homework. Maybe I should do this.
Well, if you're in a different place than where I was, like, I had been thinking that for, like, a long time, and I just had so much build up, and, like, my first session, I, like, not exploded, but I just cried a lot. Like I knew that that's what I needed. So, you know, just because I needed it doesn't mean you need it. But I think that consistency, like, frequency is important, especially for when you're learning something new. Like, if you wait a whole month, you know, unless if you're continually practicing that for that whole month, but it's like school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's, if you take a class time. For a month,
that's very true.
Remember, how much are you going to forget?
No, that's very true. I'm going to get a feel for, like, this next week. And then, like, the good thing about this is, like, it's pretty easy to make appointments, like, within, like, a week or two.
Okay.
But yeah, no, that's a good point. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, good luck with your applications.
Peace out.
Adios.